Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Zoe today.
The vacationing Scott Zolak.
Andy's in Hanover, wants to talk about Hanley Ramirez and his current situation. What's up, Andy?
What's going on, boys? Actually, the reason I am calling in today is because Zoe's not there, but maybe we could have a big boy.
Damn, I'm going to put him on hold. Bad spot, bad sell.
So he's not here so we can have a grown-up conversation?
A big boy conversation.
That's not nice.
That's definitely where he was going.
That's not a nice thing to say about a person who's not here.
Cheap shot. It is a cheap shot. Andy, you there? Andy?
No, we'll see if we can get him back. And get a big boy phone and call us back.
Karma.
That reminds me of when the start of The Final Word on Felger Maz. When the guy is so condescending and he goes, Maz. The adults are talking. I heard that call live. It probably happened over a year ago. And it was just so awful and condescending. Oh, so great. And they used it in the promo now. Maz, the adults are talking. Bo's in Whitman on the Red Sox. Bo.
On. Hello.
Hey, Bo.
What's up, brother man?
Turn the radio down.
The adults. What's up? I couldn't hear you for a second.
Because your radio was turned up. Turn your radio down.
Oh, okay. Now I hear you.
Right.
Of course you do.
Go.
Oh, yeah. So I was just talking about the JBJ again.
And then it was a prank call. Mm. All that.
Sheesh.
Prank call. You weren't even ready to go.
That's why he had his radio up. He wanted to hear himself.
Dummy. Come on.
First 5 minutes of this hour. Oof.
Well, the headline was
what
good.
Is it? Is it the college kids are out of school now, or high school kids just got out of school? What is it? What is that?
Yeah, summer.
It's summer. Is that what
summertime
it is?
Kids calls?
They got time to kill.
God, that was terrible.
It's got to be what it is. Dan is in Connecticut. Hey, Dan.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Taking the call. What about doing something different? Bringing in there's a lot of unsigned veterans and stuff. What about a guy that's always wanted to play in Boston, has some connections here? What about bringing in a guy like Andre Ethier, you know, good hitter, clutch, someone like that to come in instead of trading for a guy with a 250 average, something like that?
Because Andre Ethier has played in, what, like 40 games over the last 2 years? He hasn't played.
Yeah, he's healthy now. What about bringing him in, you know, he can get some spot at bats, someone like that instead of a guy hitting 240. What are you going to bring him in for?
I have fears about a guy. Ethier's 36 years old.
He had a broken leg 2 years ago, and last year he played with a herniated disc. Rehab to make postseason rosters both years.
That's,
I don't know.
22 games a year ago, 16 games the year before. He's been hurt the last 2 years. He's 36 years old, and that's a herniated disc, which he had surgery on, right?
And hasn't played one game this year.
He got it repaired, I believe, fused. I don't know. That to me is a risk.
There's several red flags there.
Yeah.
So Jackie Bradley's been unlucky this year, right?
No.
Here's my question.
He's just not very good.
No. Here's my question to you. Would you be okay if Jackie Bradley hit like 235?
Yeah.
Because that's his career.
Again, and
that's his career average, right? 235-ish.
And that's like not even. You got to hit 250. You just got to hit 250 for crying out loud. But 235 is much better than where he is now.
So he's been very unlucky with his, because I always look at the nerd stat. The one nerd stat that I really look at is the batting average on balls in play.
Oh, and his is horrible this year.
It's terrible.
What
is it? It's terrible. It's like two, I don't know, 240 something, right? Everyone's supposed to be around 300. That's the around the average. So his career, I checked his career, it's 292. And his career average is 233. So if he was at that at those numbers, would you be okay with it? Because if not, then you're definitely getting rid of him. And if you are okay with it, you expect him to bounce close to that for the rest of the season, and you should be okay with him playing every day.
I'd feel a lot better about it. I wouldn't be complaining about it because I'd say this is who Jackie Bradley is.
Right.
He's not even who he is right now.
He's going to be the number 9 hitter, and he's batting 235. Okay. His defense is good enough to warrant him having a spot in the lineup, but is it unlucky?
He has been unlucky this year. Yes, he has been. Mm. That stat I look at for every player that's either having a great year or a terrible year, and usually that correlates the batting average on balls in play.
Andy is in Hanover again. Andy, go ahead. Do you want to have a big boy conversation?
Oh, yeah, Beetle. Where'd you lose me last?
You said, I wish Zoe were here. I'm glad Zoe isn't here because we could have a big boy, and then you cut out.
Ah, man, sorry about that. Yes, this is a big boy topic. I actually do a bit of white-collar consulting, and I'm very familiar with the federal sentencing system. The two things that are relevant here, yeah. Number one, in terms of the way the Red Sox played this hand, they couldn't have played it any better. I know all of us were sitting around saying, man, they just let him go, and not knowing what's going on. You get the hell away from this thing, and Hanley has some big, big problems. In order for him to get indicted, all a prosecutor would need is evidence, and that could even just be a cooperating witness saying Hanley knew that his money was being used to purchase narcotics, and then he gets indicted, and that comes with a 10-year mandatory minimum in the federal sentencing guidelines that judges are handcuffed to.
Hold on a second, Andy. All we really know is that this guy had Hanley Ramirez's phone number. That's all correct. We really know. I mean, to think that the Red Sox immediately, and they didn't, because I believe that they would have found out about this very early on between all the connections the team has and with that of law enforcement. So this happened in April.
But you got to remember, Hardy, if they thought even for a second that Hanley might have involvement, they're not running to the Red Sox to let them know that this had happened.
No, Beatles right about that, and I'm sure John Henry's got the type of lawyers who are smart enough to tell them, like, you guys really need to fold this hand. But again,
you're saying they played it perfectly by designating him, or they should have even done it earlier?
I'm just saying they just getting the hell away from it. And I mean, for as big of a deal as Hanley just being released from the Red Sox was, it feels like it might not have been that big of a deal, and it wasn't something that was so drawn out. But what I'm telling you is, maybe this guy had his phone number, blah, 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 blah. But these guys who got pinched are facing serious, serious, serious crap. And this is federal. And the justice system plays out through the media. Hanley is going to be a big target because everyone's focusing on it. And it says to the rest of society, you don't peddle drugs. You don't peddle opioids. If you do, you go to jail for 10 years, mandatory minimum. Doesn't matter who you are. And I would not be surprised if he's already out of town chilling in the DR.
He is in the DR. He's there. That's where he is. He's been posting on social media from the Dominican. He is not in the States.
With a stogie. Caller's right, though. Sox did dodge one. They dodged a big PR bullet.
They totally did. Said that earlier today. Imagine if he were still on the team and this happened.
Yeah. And again, he was just being
tied. I'm not worried about the PR thing. Like, the Red Sox didn't do anything wrong. Like, the Patriots had Aaron Hernandez on their roster, and then something came to light, and they immediately cut him and said, well, that's horrible, and we want nothing to do with that guy. Some people criticize the team saying they should have known, but in this case, they moved on, and he's not there. And I'm talking about on the field, in the clubhouse. Those guys who are on that team now don't have to deal with any of this. Oh, no, he's not here. He's gone. He's not even on our team anymore. No, I didn't know anything. What's there to ask today? They've already asked Alex Cora twice about it. I didn't know. It was baseball reasons.
Well, and I'm not even all that convinced it would have been such a huge PR nightmare. Again, somebody that Hanley knows called him and used his name in trying to get out of being arrested. He's in trouble for transporting drugs. How well does he know?
When you have a name like that and you're an athlete, you are going to be eyed. It doesn't mean you're investigated. You are eyed. And he was.
And right, that would be due diligence. Hey, this guy all of a sudden FaceTime Hanley when we pulled him over and he had the box of fentanyl in the trunk. Well, wait a minute. What's Hanley got to do with this guy? And that's just vetting it and checking it out.
That just goes back.
That means our eye on this guy. Does he have anything to do with this?
Yep.
Got someone who's up on serious drug charges for the second time in their life. This person was a convicted drug dealer, according to Michelle McPhee, who reports he had a conviction from 2009 in New York.
And she said it from the start, not being investigated, but eyed.
Eyed.
And she was right.
That's how you cover your bases when you put out a report like that. He's being eyed.
Not even a report. It was a tweet.
I didn't say he was being... Well, that's a report.
No,
that's a report. Just because it's on Twitter, you're reporting information.
Borderline.
The vehicle doesn't matter. Alex Cora, though, he's like, baseball decision? I hope it's not true. I hope that's not the case.
I mean, surprise, you know? Like, yeah. But, I heard it, I read it, and, you know, I guess people are going to ask me about it, you know, and, you know, the only thing that, if the organization didn't know about this, and, you know, I didn't know about this, you know, our decision was made basically on baseball, you know, baseball related, and, you know, I hope it's not true.
I hope it's not true. Wish you the best. Hope it's not true. Baseball decision. So I don't believe them when they say they don't know, but I also think they're handling it right to say they didn't know. To say, no, we didn't know, just baseball. They just wanted to wash their hands of it. They didn't want the player. They didn't want to pay him next year. And then they found this out, and they're like, oh, forget it. This is an easy move. Easy decision on our part. So we're just going to walk away from this, and we're not going to admit we knew any of this. We're not getting involved in any of that. That we somehow, you know, moved on from a player because of something he had nothing to officially do with, right? I mean, they just wanted to not get involved in that part, and I don't blame them. Good for them. They avoided this entire thing. Steered clear of it.
I just believe, I still believe, even though if it were part of the original investigation and the police wouldn't have leaked the information to the Red Sox that this phone call, this FaceTime thing had taken place, Red Sox could still find out about it. You don't think Hanley told anybody about it? I mean, word gets around when something like that happens. Like, holy crap, believe what happened,
Hardy,
to me.
If you keep saying, what if it happened to you or I? If your fentanyl-dealing drug dealer friend calls you on FaceTime during a traffic stop, are you running into work to tell all of us?
No, I would tell Zoe about it privately. That way I know nobody else would find out about it.
That way you would ensure that it gets broadcast to the world. More of your calls are coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What are we listening to? What is this, Jim? You don't know?
You would know more than I would.
I thought you were some music guy. Why the hell do you not know?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay. Tony Maserati, who you will hear coming up at 2 p.m. on Felger Maz, came in with a question for me a moment ago about Mark Canha, who's rumored to be on the list of players the Red Sox have looked at. They reached out to the Oakland A's, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, to check in on Mark Canha. Canha batting .308 against lefties this year. Career not great against lefties, but this year he's tearing him up. So Maz says right then and there, that's why they're looking at this guy, because he can hit lefties. Just a thought for you. You'll hear more of that coming up at 2, and more of that in the Baseball Reporters at 6 p.m. tonight. Mike in Princeton is a federal agent, wants to weigh in on the Hanley Ramirez situation. I like this. Mike, how are you?
Hey, sir. How's it going today?
Good.
Hey, real quick, I think, in my honest opinion, that the troop was doing Hanley a huge favor in giving him that call that came from, essentially, the Mass State Police. I mean, if he was interested in implicating Hanley in any way, shape, or form, he would have used this guy as a, you know, snitch to go ahead and make that delivery or go forward with the, if they were really trying to pin a case on Hanley, the last thing they would have done is call him, you know, via his cell phone, via his FaceTime, and essentially let Hanley know what's going on. And he gets every reason, every opportunity to deny it, to get a lawyer, to do whatever he can to defend himself. as opposed to them flipping this guy and having him go ahead and really figure out what's going on with Hanley. I think they did him a huge favor.
Right, because that could have tipped him off and you could have had, you know...
Oh,
I'm sorry, Mike. It would have been like, you know, Karen Hill flushing all the goods down.
Oh, my God. They could have...
Karen! She's dumping it down the toilet. Hanley's all of a sudden, you know, eliminating all the stock. And
taking
again,
the scissors to the bag, rope flying open. It's bad for the pipes.
Love it.
But here's the thing.
But that's what it comes down to. The cops didn't buy this guy's story.
But on the
side, they didn't buy his story even one bit. And then he's on the phone. Yeah, let me see that. You're really calling Hanley? Yeah, let's see that.
On the side of the road, would they have had the wherewithal or even the opportunity to decide, you know what? Instead of just bringing this guy in, let's set up a sting operation. All right, we're going to just drive to Hanley's house right now, and we're gonna follow you and be right there with you when you knock on the door and watch you make this delivery. I mean, to me, that seems like something that would have to have been, at the very least, postponed until they get multiple people on board with this. Say, we're going to go through with this. We're going to see if he can make the delivery. I don't know. Doesn't that sound a little far-fetched? Isn't that kind of weird to think that they've... I mean, and he's right, though. That was doing him a solid by calling him right there and giving him the immediate opportunity to disavow any knowledge of anything going on.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to be that nice about it, but to think that they could have, you know, played that tape all the way to the end and said,
right,
okay, let's see you follow through. Do you really? Is that a possibility?
I love a subject line like this. Jack in the car wants to discuss the importance of friendship.
Oh.
Yes, so Jack.
Would you guys accept a FaceTime from someone that you would say is not your friend?
No.
Exactly. And, you know, the first rule you ever learn growing up is you are who your friends are. So if I were the Red Sox and I found that was going on, even if it did come out, I'd say, you know what? We don't want our players associating with these kind of people. And that's enough reason right there.
Not only that, what a dirtbag friend this guy was. I mean, who needs friends? I mean, who needs enemies when you have friends like that? Oh, the first moment of getting in trouble? Oh, no, it's not mine. My friend is Hanley. Oh, this box is actually for him. Knowing that the box was a box of fentanyl?
Well, I imagine they're not friends anymore.
Can you imagine that? That's how you know Hanley shouldn't have been friends with the guy still. This guy was willing to try and pin something on him the first second of trouble. The first 5 minutes of being pulled over by the statey. He's looking at, no, it's books. A box of books, I don't even know. You know, we can't open that. It's not mine. It's actually Hanley's. A box of fentanyl and crack cocaine.
Let's create a scenario
okay,
where you're transporting something across state lines. I don't know, Beetle. For you, counterfeit baseball cards, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And you got a trunk full of them.
Yeah.
They pull you over. What are these?
They're Zolax.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Knowing about who you can pin it on, who you can FaceTime.
Deliver it.
I know he'll pick up a FaceTime. So, hey! Yeah, Beetle, listen.
So, check it out!
I get that.
I'm on the beach! Look at this! Look at this boat! I'm drinking Coors Light! Silver Bullet!
Hey, I got that stuff that I gotta deliver to you.
What stuff? Bring it to me!
Yeah.
You got stuff for me? Bring it over here!
That's actually a good example, because Zoe would accept a FaceTime call from anybody.
And would accept any gift you were trying to give him.
Yes.
Hey, I got a box of something for you.
Yeah, bring it here!
What do we got?
It's a freeloader.
Any autograph seeker sending mini helmets to Zoe.
Oh, God.
Stuff the box with fentanyl and say, this is for Zoe. Like, yes, it was! What the helmet? Give me the helmet. Intern Matt on the Red Sox schedule. Intern Matt, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I think the Red Sox definitely dodged a bullet. But the question is, did they get ahead of it? And that's what I think, because I think that when you're driving around with an astronomical amount of fentanyl, which is they have these laws, basically you'll be away forever. You get caught with that amount. And the one thing I don't understand, though, is if it was a sting, maybe they didn't know about Hanley, or maybe they did, because he didn't know it was in the box until the FaceTime. So it's not like he knew there was a 2 kilos of fentanyl before he opened the box. He didn't know that before the FaceTime. So it's not like the cop had a decision there to make, like, oh, no, we don't want to tip him off. He had no idea what he was dealing with. But, I mean, I called to talk baseball. Really.
Well, then do it.
All right. So, anyway, so I just find it intriguing, these next three series for the Yankees and the Red Sox. The Red Sox, we already entered the toughest part of our schedule of the year. We got, what do we got coming up? We got the Angels, Yankees, and Washington. And the Yankees have a tough go of it, too. They have
Phillies.
Phillies, who are actually good this year.
Phillies, Red Sox, Braves.
And Atlanta, yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, I think whoever comes out of these next three series here, we're gonna kind of have an idea about the All-Star break, what's what, I hope.
All right. All-Star break is an important point. Important in this division. It is. Andrew in Woburn. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
I just wanted to know, I just want to say that I'd be happy with Drew Pomeranz going to the Athletics for Mark Canha.
That's it? That's the take?
I mean, look, he hasn't done anything this year, and I don't think anything that we do for him is not going to do anything as well as what another team could do, because I think we've had him for long enough.
Oh, he's been given enough chances here.
Yeah, he wants to trade Drew Pomeranz.
I don't think anybody's going to be crying over Drew Pomeranz.
No, you need bullpen help. He can help you. If he can come back and pitch, he can help you in the bullpen. That's a bigger need than a fourth or fifth outfielder.
Yeah, but what innings is he pitching in out of the bullpen?
They need anybody right now. If they don't have a farm system and can't make deals, right?
But he's not pitching the eighth inning. Is he pitching the eighth inning? No, he's not. He's a long relief. Another one of these guys that you love to have in garbage time, or when David Price
pukes all over himself
in a playoff start, and you need a second playoff starter to come in and finish out the game for you because David Price blew it again. And you know what I would say to that, Artie? If David Price blows it again, you're not going anywhere. You can't pin your hopes on a long relief guy. And Drew Pomeranz, if he has value on the trade market because someone else wants him as a starter, and this is one of the few pieces you have that you can afford to let go and get something in return, then you should look at it. Get creative.
When he's pitched out of the bullpen, he throws harder. He doesn't have to be just a long relief guy.
He's not going to be your eighth. He's not the guy in the eighth inning.
Okay, what if he's the seventh inning guy?
I just don't see it. I don't envision it for him. And you're going to get resistance from him on that front, too.
You got an arm that won 17 games last year. That's more valuable than a fourth.
We're
going
to need you to occasionally
come. That's why he's valuable as a trade chip. Do the Red Sox need him as a starter? They need him.
Yeah, you need someone occasionally to come in and pitch the seventh. It doesn't seem enough.
In the playoffs, you need guys day after day after day to pitch those sixth, seventh, eighth innings. Yes.
Keep him around and just keep him on ice until the postseason.
No. I don't love it.
You have your answer, Jim. We're sorry we don't agree.
Sorry, we don't agree. Headlines with Sarge right now.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots receiver Julian Edelman slapped with a four-game drug suspension earlier this month, having his appeal heard today at the league office in New York City. Other NFL news, Atlanta Falcons signing former Chiefs safety Ron Parker after spending 5 years with KC. Some Celtics news. According to Yahoo Sports, the Green are in the running to re-sign restricted free agent Marcus Smart, but also Dallas, Chicago, Indiana, and Phoenix are contenders for Marcus Smart. And the NBA awards will be handed out tonight. Jason Tatum, he is in contention for Rookie of the Year. Brad Stevens, one of the finalists to get Coach of the Year. Some Bruins news, both The Athletic and TSN Canada reporting that the Bees will have a meeting with Islanders free agent center John Tavares this week. New York Islanders also in the running to re-sign him, as well as Dallas, Tampa Bay, San Jose, and Toronto. Red Sox back to work tomorrow. They'll open up a three-game series against the Angels at Fenway Park. And at the World Cup today, Uruguay 3-0 winners over Russia. Saudi Arabia beat Egypt 2-1. Headlines are brought to you by AdCare Hospital. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is just around the corner. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm Mike Riley on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Also talking a little Bruins today. They're in on Tavares. He wants a meeting with the Bruins. And I'm going to enjoy every minute of that until he's a member of the Islanders again or another team. Richie's in Linfield. Hey, Richie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Well, I mean, for Tavares, that's gonna take a lot of money. You think we got it? You're going to have to clear up some cap space.
Yes, you are.
Who goes?
Krejci, Backes, gone.
I like that. I think Krejci was a slug during that series against Tampa. Then nothing.
Okay, so there you go. Now we have you all set up. You good with that, Richie?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, there you go. Now he's in. That's all it took. Think they have the money? Yep. Backes, Krejci, gone. Tavares in. Done. You know what the Bruins lost out on over the weekend, though? Noah Hanifin got traded.
That's right.
Where the hell were they on that? That is a legitimate second guess. They were as far as I know, they weren't involved.
It's a five-player trade with the Flames, correct?
Yeah, and Dougie Hamilton was the biggest piece.
Yeah.
Calgary in that deal.
And the reason why, and Ryan and I didn't talk much about it yesterday, we were focused in on Dougie Hamilton, who once again, not a good guy in the room. Didn't seem like he wanted to be there. That's what we're hearing about Dougie Hamilton and his time there in Calgary. Just, you know, other guys would go out for lunch or go to places. He would go to a museum by himself. Just wanted to be off on his own.
There's nothing wrong with occasionally doing your own thing and going to the museum. It's when you never do anything with your team that it's a concern.
And I'm always of the belief that teams need to manage players as well as coach them. Maybe not so much in the NFL. You got 53 guys on that roster. But, you know, when it comes to baseball, it's pretty much all about managing egos and personalities, because those guys are out there playing an individual sport under the guise of a team sport. But baseball is all about individuals. Basketball and hockey, the rosters are small enough to where it's part of your job as a GM or as a coach to manage the people as well as the players. But so whether it's Tyler Seguin, whether it's Phil Kessel, guys who didn't want to do the work, you convince them that this is the place they want to be. You do your work, you do your due diligence in order to keep a player that is good for the team here. But when it happens with a second team now for Dougie Hamilton, okay, Dougie, maybe it's you. I'm starting to think it's him.
I don't know what that is.
Was that Dougie Hamilton?
The Mass Pirates?
That was the old promo we used to run on the Bruins.
I don't recall that.
The bear. It's Dougie.
That's Dougie. Okay, well, you had to explain that to people because that's not exactly a very memorable thing.
Can we have just
not for me? But Noah Hanifin, top four, left shot. They would have checked all the boxes. Yeah. I know he had been written about in recent weeks as the guy the Bruins should go after when in 2015 they had the picks in the middle of that round. And Hanifin, BC guy, went number five. And he gets traded to Calgary. Where the hell were the Bruins on that?
It seems like it would have been a good fit. Good pop quiz time for Jim. Jim, could you give us just another bear growl sound effect, please? Just the first one that you find. We love the spur of the moment Jim Louth sound effects because as good as he is at everything else in life, extraordinarily bad and ironically bad at getting sound effects on the fly.
To the point where we now ask for them just to see how bad they are.
Just to see how bad they are. So we're going to ask Jim for a bear growl sound effect. He just played the Dougie Hamilton one from a promo that nobody
That's a bear? That's not a bear. That's
a good one.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the first one.
First one sounded like a dog. like an out-of-breath dog that just got on a run. Jeff in Linfield. Jeff.
Hi, what's going on, guys?
Hi.
Hi, Jeff.
So
I was just wondering, like, what are you guys' thoughts on the Bruins not going after any defensemen right now?
Yeah, I just talked about that.
Yeah, man, we're talking about
it. I feel like
that
should be one of their concerns, and they had a chance to, over the last few weeks, to engage on trade talks on Hanifin, and I don't know that they did. I don't know.
It is amazing. It is amazing how just a couple of years ago, and there are still a few people out there who think that Chara's time here is all finished, but the way he played last season and him signing the one-year extension or the one-year deal that they announced early on the last season, which I thought was going to be accompanied with, and, oh, by the way, this is my last year, because they held a press conference for it, and it's like, well, they're doing a one-year extension. What's the big deal? Why do you have to have a press conference for this? I'm okay with it. And Char is still a top-two pairing guy. It's just that you need at least one more guy. If you want to be a legitimate team that has a legitimate chance at making a deep cup run, you need another top-tier defenseman. They got a bunch of guys who feel like a fifth or a sixth right now. They've got several guys who are great third-pairing defensemen, but do they really have four guys you can name that belong in the top two pair? I can't give you four right now. I can give you a couple and a half.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Now it's time for the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway. Take away your excess weight with Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of Sarge and the Boston Red Sox.
That's correct.
Speaking of Sarge, what do you got for us today, Hardy?
Well, I'll tell you, we are very excited to have Sarge involved with the show today. He asked last night to be added into the special email. It's not even an email. It's our Slack.
Yes.
It's our Slack catch-all. He wanted to be included in that so he would be able to be well-read and ready to participate in the show today. We have all of Sarge's contributions.
Oh, God.
To the four-hour broadcast today. Would you care to take a guess how long it takes to play back the entire audio?
A minute.
45 seconds. Here it goes. Hi, Sarge.
Good morning.
Oh, boy. That was very official.
Already.
4 hours of that. Get ready for that. Do you remember that, Sarge?
No, I didn't watch that show. I didn't watch
God,
it. No.
That's what it reminded me of.
That kind of goes back to Aaron Hernandez with his wife going after the Patriots for the money on that. So the Red Sox,
yeah,
probably
different CBA, though.
But still similar. It just happened last Thursday in Hyannis. A state police trooper was exposed to it.
Right,
huh. The ultimate smorgasbord call. Hmm. Cheap shot.
Oh,
man, what's going
and
on?
Then it
here?
Was a prank call.
First 5 minutes of this hour. Oof.
He's been posting on social media from the Dominican. He is not in the States.
With a stogie. Call is right, though. Sox did dodge one. They dodged a big PR bullet. I didn't dodge a PR bullet. I got smacked in the eye in that live read with your little wiffle ball game.
Uh-huh. You deserved it.
Oh, yeah. But the sponsor, you got to pay the bills.
Who is it?
East Boston Savings Bank.
Oh, I love East Boston Savings
Bank.
Oh,
yeah. Of course
like
you do now. Yeah.
Let them know how much we appreciate them being a partner in 98.5 The Sports Hub. Love them.
I tell you what else is good about
them. Hope everyone's doing well over there at East Boston Savings Bank.
They provide
who's got that account?
15-minute courtesy parking over near my kid's school. So even if you're not as a customer at the bank, they have about half the parking lot.
That is a 15-minute
courtesy parking. Go ahead and park here. Go pick up your kids, which I do it every day, and I appreciate them for doing that.
That is great.
Isn't that nice?
That's good people. That's good banking. Good neighbors, not just good bankers.
You getting plunked with a piece of paper ended up with a bunch of extra plugs there for East Boston Savings Bank.
Nice. Good people.
The hell do you know?
They're just a sponsor.
You can't win, Sarge.
Yeah,
not
okay.
With him.
Yeah.
He's a bad person.
Yeah. Pick your battles.
Which, again, I'm fully aware of, and I'm fully accepting of these things.
Beetle, what do you
like
have
Like I said today, Hardy, yes, more people might want to FaceTime you when they get caught with their box of fentanyl than they want to FaceTime me, because the odds of me picking up are next to none. The hell are you calling me for?
No, you're not.
You know how hard it is to get
likeable.
Me to pick up the phone for anything?
You're not well-liked. You're like your Uncle Charlie. He's liked, but he's not well-liked. You know?
I like to do phone calls on my terms. I call you.
You like to do all things on your terms.
I call. Yeah, that's kind of true. Yeah, that's accurate. I'd like to get to this. The Red Sox broadcast of Jackie Bradley Jr.'s third single yesterday had them really a buzz
three
in the
three.
Booth.
Three
Dave
for
O'Brien,
three.
Dave O'Brien and Eck were really having themselves a ball discussing the third single of the day.
Jackie Bradley now, good day going, 2 for 2. With a pair of singles.
I mean, when's the last time he walked to the box 2 for 2 in a game? It's been a while. So that's got to feel good. And, you know, he just needs to put a couple games together, relax a little bit, and you got to forget about that average. You'd love to see it at 200, though. I mean, that's... There we go. Look at this.
Center field. That is going to drop in. He's 3 for 3. Yeah, turning in a really nice day for JBJ.
Good job. Really nice day here. It's like Nomar hitting his 3 home runs back in the night. And JBJ, 3 singles. Let's hear it for him. You know? Standing ovation for the guy. And there's no sarcasm with Eck. His standards for this guy and all of our standards have been so screwed up by how bad he's been.
I give him credit.
Eck is 100% genuine when he's like, all right, putting together a nice day. This must feel really good for him to get up there.
Makes up for some of the line drives they were caught.
Oh, he's been so unlucky. He's defending him. And then after the game, he's going to take a couple Instagram posts with Eck this time, but to do it this time as a I like this guy again.
I tell you what, Beal, I'll give him credit. If I were Eckersley, Jackie Bradley Jr. would be on my perpetual pay-no-mind list.
Yeah.
You do me like that one time, that's it. You're dead to me.
Here's
all
another
done.
One. This from today's show. I'd like to give some credit to Paulie for a good call today. Paulie in the truck, Paulie in Dedham, calling for Hardy.
Number 3, Tavares. I'm all in on Tavares. All in on him. And Hardy, what the hell are you talking about? Chris Kelly? You love Chris Kelly?
Oh,
you
it's his boy.
You must have loved Jimmy Hayes. Are you sure you're from Detroit? Are you sure you're from Detroit?
Good. What a put down. You must have loved Jimmy Hayes.
Hockey Town USA, that's right.
Are you sure you're from Detroit? Check his credentials.
And a lot of years in Detroit before they went on their run where you had to take your successes in small doses.
So
right?
You know crappy hockey players is what your point is?
I know underrated and uncelebrated and under-heralded hockey players. Yes, absolutely.
Brilliant.
Damn near an expert on that front.
Sarge, is there anything you'd like to add here in the final?
You know, I don't have any takeaways today, but you know, last night though, with that slack there, if I didn't tell Jim I was in today, he would have had no idea.
Well, so, none of us knew you were in.
I
today.
Know. Yeah, it was a wild card moment there.
Well,
we thought
I
it was
you. Arcan today.
Yeah. Well, he's got the night job now.
Yes, so, we hadn't put all that together.
Yeah. Well, you know, welcome to the 2018 here. Get caught up to date.
Again, nobody told us, though. It wasn't like, oh,
no, it's
the schedule
only industry
changed.
Where the communication here and communication radio and TV stations are trash. It's awful.
Okay, well.
It's the only industry in America where you think it'd be fantastic. It sucks.
A bit more? Yeah?
It's terrible.
Is that right?
It stinks and it sucks.
And whose fault is that, Sarge?
Yeah. I'll leave it at that.
Who do you want to pin that on directly?
That's a great shirt you're wearing over there.
You want to name a couple of people.
Oh, no. We'll take a pass on that one.
But Sarge, to that end, when did you know you were in today?
Friday.
Okay, I saw you yesterday morning. Why didn't you bring it up to me
then? I told you Saturday. I said I'm with you on Monday. You didn't remember.
When did I see you on Saturday?
You were working with, who were you with?
I was doing the golf show by myself.
I was with you Saturday morning.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, you're an old man. Short-term memory loss.
You said I'm unlikable.
You didn't think it had any...
I was with you on Saturday morning party. You don't remember that?
Well,
7 a.m.
But you had zero contributions on that show.
Oh,
feel free to chime in.
Well, it's your own show. It's a golf show. You had your little pros on there. You're talking about your ads.
It was a good show.
Core and all that.
We had our core golf lesson.
It was U.S. Open.
It was a phenomenal show on Saturday.
It was a good show.
You were too enthralled and too captivated to even open your mouth and contribute. So I'll give you a pass on that one.
Well, I'm a golfer. I like to listen to it.
Thank you. See? It's got a lot of fans, that golf show, Beetle. Go ahead and roll your eyes. I don't care.
It's like the Baseball Reporters. Big fan of Mazza's show.
Well, that's legit. That's a primetime Monday through Friday show.
Highest rated baseball show in town.
Damn right it is.
That's all I know.
It actually
including
is.
The games.
Wow.
Oh!
Zing. All right, then. So you're not here tomorrow, Sarge?
As of now, no, but okay. That's always subject to change.
Well, we'll see you again soon.
Yeah.
Summer is here.
Yep.
Summer has arrived.
Jace, Stu, and I, the WrestleCast podcast on 98.5thesportshub.com. Yes.
All right.
Check it out.
I can get on board with
right.
promotion.
Seeing how I'm
that.
Sitting in Zoe's chair, I'm going to unplug and get on the Mass Pike before Sarge hits its headline. So, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, if anyone tries to FaceTime you, or if, just remember, if you get pulled over and you have a box of fentanyl in the back, just FaceTime somebody and say it's theirs. Call Zoe, as we've covered this today, Hardy.
It's a great idea.
He'll take a FaceTime call from just about anybody. Jim Murray would never pick up his phone for anybody. FaceTime. FaceTime is... For grown men? It's not a thing. You turned it off.
It doesn't exist.
To quote Maz, because you're busy.
Because you do text only.
Smoking dope and petting your cat.
All right, we're back tomorrow. We are a full go. Zoe will make his return. You've got Felger Maz on the way next. Don't miss it. Bye.